Hey, everybody. I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. And I'm going to take 35 seconds away from the show to show you the most shocking police video since the Philando Castle shooting of just a few years ago. Scott, this one just absolutely blew me away. They're calling it an accidental shooting, which I suppose it was, except the police officer, Kimberly Potter, who has since resigned, was pointing and aiming the firearm that she had drawn, and she squeezed the trigger on purpose. None of this was an accident. The only accident was she somehow thought she was carrying her taser. Now, not to make any excuses for Dante Wright, who got himself killed in this situation, and also not to make any excuses for the former officer Potter, but even in the heat of the moment, how could something like this be possible? And after a resignation, where do you go from here, do you think?
Well, just before we recorded this episode, we got the news alert that the police officer involved and the police chief of that department had both announced their resignation. The police officer was immediately put on administrative leave right after the incident, like they usually do anytime a officer discharges their weapon. But we have so precious little information right now. And as we talked about last week on the idea of having cameras in the courtroom and what we see on body cam, we already think we know the whole story. So everybody thinks they understand everything about this because we saw a little snippet of video. And then we have that one sort of insight from the police officer shouting, taser, 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 as if she's about to discharge an electrical device that's going to shock the victim. And instead, afterwards, she cries out that with an expletive that she shot the guy. And so I'm going to do what I recommended last time around on this, is hold back any kind of judgment on it, only to say that we don't really know everything we need to know about the situation yet. It is incomprehensible to me, despite all of the differences between a service pistol and a taser, and it literally very distinct differences, like they intentionally make the taser a bright color so that the police officer will instantly be able to see what she's got in her hand. It's a different weight. It's supposed to be worn on a different side of the body. And so all of this, and nevertheless, somehow in the heat of this skirmish, she winds up doing something that will ruin her 26-year career in the police force and has eliminated a young man's life in a situation where, no matter what you say about the young guy and whether he was trying to run away from the police, you don't want anybody dead over stuff like this.
Exactly. Right, judging by his social media stuff, was just nothing short of a screw up, but that's not supposed to be a death sentence in the middle of the street. Bill, the thing that got me about this, the clip itself that we just saw is only 35 seconds long, but the actual action of the thing is really only about 15 seconds. And despite, as we talked about in the backstage segment available to our subscribers, despite what you see on TV, cop dramas where the police officer, you know, walks into the room and has a moment to assess the situation and maybe even has a little banter with the bad guy with his pistol drawn. These things in real life happen very, very quickly, and mistakes are made, and now one life is ruined and another is dead. Is it the speed that's to blame? Is it lack of training? What do you think happened here?
I think the officer, again, with the same caveats that everybody else has put on this, wasn't there just based on what we saw. But I cannot think of any reason why a police officer would intentionally shoot a gun at somebody knowing that she's on body cam, claiming she thought she was tasing the guy both before and after. I'm utterly convinced from what I saw that she really did think she had a taser in her hand. So the question is, how did that happen? And I think the answer is adrenaline. We don't know what we're going to do when we're fully adrenalized. And one of the reasons that many people get fairly realistic firearms training is not so they can get better accuracy at putting a shot into an assailant. It's so they don't blow their own foot off getting the gun out of the holster. That's what adrenaline does for you. One of the qualities that being extremely adrenalized has is a kind of a it's not a physical tunnel vision, but it's an emotional and intellectual tunnel vision. She may have been so busy looking at the hands of this guy or his eyes or whatever that she actually didn't see that she didn't have a taser, she had a pistol. Now, for those of you that think that's ridiculous, I'll give you two quick examples, one of which happened to me and one of which didn't. The silly one happened to me and the serious one happens all the time. The silly example is I was looking for a VHS tape in my living room many, many years ago, and I spent 40 minutes looking for that tape. I know I'd put it down. It was a black VHS tape, and I'd put it down there, and I looked around. I looked in this room without a lot of stuff in it for 40 minutes, and I couldn't find it. And then finally, I sat down on the couch and started thinking about something else, and I looked down, and on the coffee table in front of me, there was the VHS tape, except it was in a white case. I wasn't looking for a white case. I was looking for a black case, and I must have looked at that thing 100 times, but my brain was not expecting that to be in a white case. I knew I'd left it down there and I'd left it as a black case. I didn't see it. The more serious example, which happens with appalling frequency, and this I think is a much better example of what the power of adrenaline will do to you, is in general aviation, twin-engine airplanes, piston-powered engine airplanes, usually there's just enough reserve power this so that the second engine will fly you to the scene of the crash. But what happens very frequently in general aviation is that a twin engine airplane will lose power, especially on takeoff, and the pilot will either reduce the power or feather the prop on the live engine. He will realize that he's at an engine failure. He'll know that one of the engines has failed, and then he will pull the power back on the working engine. This happens with appalling regularity, despite the training. And it's not like you don't know. You can look out the window and see that, okay, there's the engine not working, and here's my gauges showing me this engine isn't working. But you are so filled with adrenaline that your immediate action is to do something out of panic, and it ends up getting you killed. And I think that's probably what happened here. Now, we expect that if we're going to fly in a commercial jet, that the pilot, if he loses an engine on takeoff, will not pull the throttle on the working engine. That is an expectation that I have of professional pilots. And I think we have a right to make that same expectation of police officers. So why this happened, I don't know. But I do know that once again, the only context, the reason context is important is because it shows us how big a problem this is or isn't. In order to provide context for this, I want to know, assuming my theory is correct, I want to know how many times a day, a week, a month, or a year a police officer draws a taser and fires a taser without having accidentally fired his or her pistol. What's the failure rate? And none of that is exculpatory to the degree that is, don't even worry about it. But it is contextual. It gives us an idea, number one, of why it likely happened, and number two, of the infrequency with which this happens. It's not like an officer draws a taser once a year, right? If you have the same action occurring hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times a year, what's the failure rate? And in this case, the failure rate's on camera. And because of the criminally irresponsible ability of the media to inflame these issues, we're never going to get a realistic appraisal of what the consequences of this were, what actually happened, how much of a problem is it really, and so on. Already we hear members of Congress saying, police just need to be abolished everywhere. Let's see how she does in firearms training. Let's see how she does if you give her a pistol and take her to a police department and ask this representative to decide when to pull that trigger. So that's the world we live in, Steve. And you know, the word tragedy, like hero and genius, is heavily overused. But in a case like this, I think it's appropriate. I don't think anybody intended this to happen, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I mentioned the Philandro Castle shooting at the beginning of the segment, and I don't know if you recall that one, but I was shocked later when the jury let go, found not guilty the police officer who had who, according to what we saw on the Facebook video, had shot this man in his car in more or less cold blood. And I couldn't believe that there wasn't a conviction for something in that. But apparently the jury got context in the trial that was missing from the tape. So I don't want to prejudge what happened here. I just, you see a video like this, and I become very grateful, very thankful that I'm lucky enough not to have to worry about the police in my day-to-day life. And then I realize it's not really luck. Unlike the young man here, you know, I'm not on social media celebrating the thug life. I'm not buying or selling illegal drugs. I don't have an arrest record for an unlicensed firearm and all the other stuff that this 20-year-old kid who was a bit of a screw up was into apparently all the damn time. So I'm not saying that Dante Wright deserved to get shot and killed. He certainly didn't. But that kind of behavior certainly raises the odds, doesn't it? Sad situation. Matt is your right angle on that, brought by the members of BillWhittle.com. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.